When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes, is the answer. Now, here is the host of The Long Bearded Guy, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, Gordon D. Melville.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show today. I was just noticing my beard, like, right outside the long, long bearded guy. You're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. Welcome to the show today. We're going to talk about under covenant with yourself for intentional lifetime personal development. We're going to explain that a little bit. We're going to go deep into that today. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for being here. I deeply appreciate it. By the way, today's Red Friday. Friday's R-E-D, red. Remember everyone deployed. So I'm wearing red. You can't see it. It's under my beard, but red tie today, remembering everybody that's deployed. It's not about the battles they're in. It's not about whether that's right or wrong or what. They're the soldiers. We have to be able to differentiate and separate the fact that they're there because they were told to go, and they're just doing their job. And so we want to support them as much as we can. We want to make sure that they're front of mind, and that we remember that the sacrifice they're making for us. So the other thing I want to do is thank everybody for showing up and for feedback. And I had feedback this past week that was negative on last week's show. And I'm so excited to have, because a lot of times if I don't have people disagreeing with me, I'm not pushing the envelope enough. And so last week we had some people that, you know what, there were a bunch of people that resonated with the message and were all over that. And there were a bunch of people, I shouldn't say a bunch, there were a few people that were pushed back on that information. And so thank you for them. Thank you for people that support. Thank you for people that listen and challenge me. I appreciate that. I'm challenging you. Challenge me. I'm all over it. Thank you so much for that. I'm excited to have you here. Find us on Apple TV, Google TV. Please like, love, share, subscribe. It's a free subscription for Inspired Choices Network. Jump on and subscribe. If you're here, jump in the chat room and let me know that you're here so I can say hi. Tell me where you're listening from. I know there's people all over the place listening to me, all over the place, all over the globe. And so you know what? Let me know where you're listening from. And I know and thank you so much to the people that I know are working and are going through their day, and they're listening to the podcast live, but can't jump in. And I, you know what, I appreciate you very, very, very much. And I want you to know that you're loved, and that you're big hugs for you all, and that I know you're here, and I appreciate you. All right, let's get into it. We got lots to cover today. Let's get after it. Under covenant with yourself for intentional lifetime personal development. And I promised you last week it was going to be another barn burner like last week. It is going to be absolutely that. So I want to challenge. There's a reason I used that title that way. What is covenant? What is a covenant? A lot of times when we think of that word, we think biblical. We think, right? But a covenant is a solemn binding agreement. It's an oath. It's unbreakable. It's an oath with yourself. Under oath, under covenant with yourself, not with somebody else, not with other people holding your feet to the fire, with you. Personal responsibility, personal ownership, extreme ownership. Under covenant with yourself for intentional, not, and people are going to, sometimes we can grow organically, that does happen. That's not what I'm talking about. I think if we allow it to happen organically, we may or may not end up where we want to go. Intentionally putting ourselves out there, being comfortable, being uncomfortable. Because when we can do that, if we're in our comfort zone, that's the deadliest place we can be. Literally the deadliest place we can be. Why? Because we're comfortable. That means there's no growth. That means there's nothing. Matter of fact, we're probably moving backwards, not forwards. And while I believe Papa is ultimately, and I call God Papa, for those of you that haven't watched me before, I call God Papa because of my relationship with him, but I know he's in control, and I know he knows what's going on, and I that's where I put my foundation. I build it on Papa. I build my identity out of what he thinks of me, not what other people think of me, because even my own opinion of me goes up and down day to day. But Papa's never, ever, ever goes up and down. It's always, always, always the same. And he thinks I'm amazing, and he loves me, and he loves you, and he thinks you're amazing. So I want to use that as a base. But on top of that, being able to have intentional, putting it out there as intentional, not just letting it happen, intentionally putting it out there, intentionally acting and executing on the solemn oath you made with yourself, the covenant, the unbreakable covenant you made with yourself to intentionally grow. Less than 3%, less than people actually do any kind of personal development. Less than 3%. People love to get knowledge, but they don't like to implement the knowledge. And knowledge by itself is not power. Applied knowledge is power, if that makes sense. And I'm going to say that again. Knowledge isn't power. Excuse me. Applied knowledge is power. I have to use it, because if I don't use it, I might as well not know it. Somebody that can read and somebody that's illiterate are on the same level, tragically on the same level, because one can and doesn't, and the other one can't. But they're equal. If I'm going to be intentional about my growth, and some people go, you know what, Gord, I don't want to grow. I don't want to get better. That's not the path I want to do. Excellent, no problem. I'm not talking to you. And I don't mean that I wouldn't talk to you. I just mean, that's not my audience. That's not the people I'm talking to. Who I'm talking to are people that go, you know what? My life is not what I want it to be. Guess what? You have the power to make it what you want it to be. We abdicate that power a lot of the time. We abdicate that power. I am here to challenge you. I want to rattle your chain. I'm going to shake your cage and try and wake you up. I'm going to try and get you to engage. Why? Because we are, and I said that last week, I'm going to say it again. We are sitting in cages of our own making. We made those cages. But we're sitting in that cage with the door open and the key in our hand. We're choosing to sit in a cage of our own making. And I think what's happened is, and I didn't say this last week, but I'm going to say this. I think a lot of times we sit in that cage, which we felt was it was the world stopping us from being who we wanted to be, right? They put us in a cage. We put ourselves in that cage. But I think we sit there long enough, and eventually the cage becomes protection. Now I don't want to leave the cage. The door's open. I can leave anytime I want. Anytime I choose to, I can. But most people don't. Why? Because it's protecting them. That cage is now protecting them from what's in the world. Now that fear just paralyzes them, and they can't step outside the cage, because they go, if I step outside the cage, it's going to hurt me. Life's going to hurt me. Life's going to happen. Life happens. We can't control what happens to us a lot of the time. What we can control, and we're going to talk about that in another segment, is how we respond to that, not react. We have been gifted the ability to respond. But what's the difference between responding and reacting? We're going to talk about that in another segment. But mental awareness, and I talked about that a lot. If you listen to me at all, you hear me talk about mental awareness. Mental health, mental illness is a part of that. But there's so many other things that start in your mind and start in your brain that have nothing to do with health and illness. So I talk about mental awareness, but that's a discovery of self. And it all starts in our own mind. It's a choice, awareness of actions and impact. We can't fix something until we understand, right? If I have an addiction, until I go, hey, I'm an addict, no one can help me, no matter how good their program is. So it's an awareness. It's a mental awareness of what's going on, of the situation. And I want to be honest about the situation. I want to be able to say, you know what, this is what it is. This is where I'm at. But I also want to be able to not make it worse than it is. And a lot of times when we're looking at our situations, we exaggerate, even to ourselves, we exaggerate what the problems are. We make them bigger than they are. And we want to be truthful with ourselves. Yes, this is what it is. Be raw and real with yourself, transparent, vulnerable. Be that with yourself. But don't make it worse than it is, okay? We're going to talk in this segment. I want to talk. We want mastery over choice. We want mastery over our own mind and our own emotion. But that takes attention in intentional personal development. It makes so that I have to go out and actually look for it. I have to go out and actually find it. I have to go out and put myself in situations that are going to allow me to grow. Mental awareness is a choice that's in our own mind. It's a choice that we make. And you know what I said last week, and I should clarify, because I was listening to it last week during the week, and I'm like, wow, you know what? Wait a second. I had said, if you're looking for somebody to polish your trophies, I'm not your guy. And I will hold by that absolutely 100%. I am not your guy. If you're looking for someone to tickle your ears and tell you how great you are, I'm not that. This is the wrong podcast for you. But last week I said, if you're looking for somebody to pump you up and pat you on the back, and I'm not your guy. And I was listening to it going, you know what? I am not going to polish trophies, but I am going to lift you up. I am going to encourage you. If you're putting effort and you're intentionally trying to grow, I am absolutely your guy. If you need someone to support you and encourage you and help with mentorship or help with whatever it happens to be, yes. If you need a pat on the back, I'm all over it. If you need to be encouraged, I'm all over it. As long as the intentional activity is there. Somebody that just sits and wallows in it, I'm not their guy, because situations good and bad happen to everybody. They say it's 10% how what happens to me, 90% how I respond to that. So I'm focused on the people that are looking to respond in a positive, intentional, personal development type way. People that are fully grateful for where they are, but are not satisfied. Why? Because that means they keep growing. They want to keep growing. The intention is there to keep growing. Those are my people. I do not want like-minded people. I do not want to be friends with like-minded people. I want to be friends with growth-minded people. I want to partner with growth-minded. Why? Because that brings us all up. As they go up, I go up. As I go up, they go up. A rising tide raises all ships, as one of my mentors says. It's something that lifts everybody, not just me, not just you. But that takes intention, and that takes being full of gratitude, leading with gratitude, stepping into that next section, if that makes sense. And again, I hope you're hearing my heart. I'm saying this with love. I'm saying it with the best intention for you. I want the best for you. But if you're 50 years old and you're in the same place as you were when you were 20, you've wasted 30 years of your life. And we act and talk and walk and act like we have time. We act like, I think that was Buddha that said, the challenge is you think you have time. We may not have. And it's not I got to get it done. I got to get it done. I got to get it done because I could be leaving the planet. No, no. It's living intentionally every day like it could be your last. And one day it will be. But putting it out there, doing the right thing because it's the right thing, not for what I can get back, but for what I can give. What can I pour? People say, I can't pour from an empty cup. Absolutely true. On another episode I had talked about, don't just keep filling your cup, fill your cup, fill your cup, fill your cup, fill your cup. Let the overflow go to people. That's what you're pouring into them, is your overflow. Not emptying your cup. You just keep pouring into your cup. You keep doing personal development. You keep raising yourself up and raising your vibration and making yourself a better human day after day after day after day after day, week after week after month after year. Why? Because then that will attract people to you. It'll raise them up. They'll like being around you, and your overflow will feed them. I hope that makes sense. I really do. I want to do, I got to take a quick break, but I need to do two quick shout outs here. One is to my brother, Jose Escobar, one of my founding partner sponsors. I think he's in Vegas with Grant Cardone this week at the 10X conference. But he is the founder and CEO of Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf to learn more about the morning and evening routine mastery program that is changing people's lives. And we're going to talk about something of that. We're going to click on that today. This program will help you install systems on the bookends of your day to maximize your morning and evening routine. Set up your free strategy session today with Jose Escobar. You can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. And the other one, and I'm so excited because I think this young lady is going to have her own show on Inspired Choices Network. So pay attention for that. Watch for that. But my sponsor, again, founding sponsor, partner, Kat Schwarz, is the founder and CEO of a groundbreaking company called Compassionate Healing Services and offers a completely unique approach to treating physical and mental health challenges. Check her out on Instagram at Compassionate Healing Services or email her at info@compassionatehealingservices.com. I love my sponsors. I can't do this without them, but I also can't do it without you, the listener. Stick around. We're going to talk about SPR when we come back. And if you're not sure what that is, stick around. We're going to find out. You're with the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. See you in a minute. Be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. All right. We want to talk about SPR. But before I get into that, by the way, did you stop to pause and breathe as we went to break there? Pause and breathe. We move so fast through our life. We need to stop and ground. If you need some real heavy focus that's immediate, that you need it wherever you happen to be. Now, I wouldn't close your eyes if you happen to be driving. That's not a place you want to do that. But beyond that, you know what? Anywhere you can do that, pause and breathe. You pause and take some deep breaths. You'll ground yourself. You'll give your body some oxygen. Inhale through your nose and hold it for 8 to 10 beats, because that lets that oxygenate your mind and your brain and your organs. And you'll feel way more focused all of a sudden without the Red Bull, which isn't always healthy. So anyway, pause and breathe. We're going to talk about SPR, but I want to say, stop listening to the people around you whose opinion is, and they may love you. They're not saying it to be mean. They're saying it because you challenge them. The fact that you're doing intentional personal development and growing, raising your vibration, it convicts them. They go, I could do that, but I've chosen not to. And so I'm going to try and keep you. And they'll say to you, you can't do that. What are you doing? You think you're better than the rest of us? Stop listening to people's opinions. Facts we all have, right? We should have, and we all should have the same fact. We're not entitled to our own facts. We are entitled to our own opinion. But my opinion of you and your journey means zero. And your opinion of me and my journey means zero, because our journey is not for anybody but us. Nobody else has to understand it except us, except you. Your journey is for you. Nope, you don't need anybody else's applause. You don't need anybody else's validation. You don't need anybody else to say, hey, you know what, you're doing good. You don't need any of that. It's great to hear sometimes, but I don't want to take the bad with the other, because the other side of that coin of them saying, hey, it's amazing, you're amazing, is them saying, hey, who do you think you are? You can't do that, right? We have massive big dreams and big visions for our lives, and people around us, small-minded people around us go, hey, you can't do that. Or people that feel challenged will say, hey, you can't do that. Well, why not? Absolutely, I can. I can because I want to, and I will make that happen. So stop listening to people. And they will say it out of love. I know they will. But we need to be able to step into our own empowerment, to get to where we want to go. What is SPR? I wrote it on my bedroom wall. Stimulus, pause, respond. What does that mean? Well, stimulus stuff happens. People say things. My kids do things. Situations happen. I get cut off in a roundabout. Whatever it is. Situations happen. Life happens. Good and bad happens to all of us. So it's not about what happens to us. But that's the stimulus. But a lot of times, and we react. The stimulus comes. Somebody says something stupid, or treats us poorly, or attacks us somehow, or cuts us off in traffic, and instantly there's a reaction. Humans were gifted with the ability to pause and respond. If I step on a cat's tail, instantly I get a reaction. Why? Because that cat does not have the ability to go, I don't know, did Gordon really mean to step on me? Was he trying to hurt? They don't have that capacity. They weren't gifted with that capacity. No animal was. Humans are the only species gifted with the ability to pause, and we abdicate it. We look at it and go, you know what? I'm going to choose to let my emotion rule me. And again, we go back to mastery of our own mind and our own emotion. Why? Because if I don't master my emotion, then when I get into a situation like that, when stimulus comes, I can't respond. I react. And usually we react in a way that's not conducive to or helpful in the situation, to make it better or helpful in the situation. We make it worse. We say things and do things that we can't take back. We blow up relationships. We hurt people around us. Why? Because we couldn't take a half a second and go, wait, do I have all the information? Pause for a second. Can I take the emotion out of it? Do I have all the information? Is there anything else I need to know now when I say something, it's a response, if I even need to do it at all. And what I'm finding in my life is that after doing this for 5 or 6 years, probably 40% of the time, give or take, maybe a little more, there's nothing to respond to. Once I put some information to it and take the emotion out, lots of times, almost 50% of the time, there isn't anything to respond to. Life gets way easier if we master our mind, but it takes time. That takes effort. It takes intentional personal development. It takes us focusing and having a covenant and an oath with ourselves that, you know what, that's unbreakable. I am not going to just react. I'm going to learn how my mind works. I'm going to learn. I'm going to find out wherever I can get it from. If that means I need to go to a book, I'll get books. If that means I need a coach, I'll get a coach. Coach, mindset, coach, mentor, emotional, mentor, right here. All I'm saying is find somebody that you connect with and that you resonate with and master your mind and your emotion. So stimulus, pause, respond. That's a choice we make. People go, oh, no, 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 no. Own it. It's a choice we make. It's a choice we make. We can either let our life run us or we can run our life. We can let our business run us or we can run our business. That takes control. It takes mastery of our mind and our emotions so that we can put out and do the things we know we need to do because we know it's the right thing to do regardless of what the response is. You're not responsible for how people respond to you. Your responsibility is to put yourself out there authentically, 100% authentically as you. And the people that drift away are not part of your tribe. They're not part of your family. The people, and you'll be shocked because there'll be people that drift into your sphere and people that come into your environment. Why? Because they're attracted to that vibration. They're attracted to what you're saying in your message. That's what you're looking for. You want, but we get so hooked up in what other people think. Well, if I do that and I fail, what are they going to think? If I put this on and wear this, if I let my beard grow long, what are they going to think? If I shave off my head and use a man bun, what are they going to think? Right? If I put a tattoo of a semicolon that says, if people know what that is, it's the international sign for suicide. But I put it on my wrist. Why? Well, I don't care what anybody else thinks. I do it for me. My journey, what I want to do, not what the opinion, nobody else's opinion matters. I don't care what anybody else thinks. I'm going to do what I need to do. So that builds confidence. I build confidence in myself. I build confidence that comes from Papa. Why? Because I know he's supporting me. But confidence is impeded by six basic fears. And I want to talk about them real quick. I'm not going to spend lots of time on them because I don't want to hang in the space of the negative. I want to flip it to the positive. But what are those things? Napoleon Hill, Jim Rohn, they all have that same context. But poverty. So these are the six basic fears that all humans have in some way or another. Okay. Poverty, ill health, old age, criticism, loss of love of someone, and death. People say, oh, you only live once, you better live it up. No, 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 no. You die once. You can choose to live every day. Most people do not. Most people just exist. Most people just, they're just here. You want to thrive. How do you do that? Well, one way is to be under covenant with yourself for intentional personal growth. Why? Because that's exciting. Life is exciting. Why? Because you're continually growing. When you grow like that, it means you have more problem. You have different problems. You have different challenges. Great. If you don't have any challenges, you're not pushing hard enough. If people don't think you're crazy when you tell them what your goals are, they're not big enough. Don't live in that mediocre space because fear at its core is self-limiting beliefs. Denial is lurking deep inside us and we go, no, 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 no. That's not me. That's not me. I'm not like that. Right? The denial that says, no, I don't have warts. I don't have challenges. No. Do we all have challenges? Yes, of course. Do we want to air them to everybody? No, absolutely not. But should you have a community around you that supports you that you can? Yes, you should. Absolutely should have. I mean, if you're familiar with Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you'll understand that's the offset of the six basic fears. And they started a basic, you know, I need food and air and water and something over my head and regular basic. That's the basic Maslow in terms of hierarchy of needs. That's the base of it all is the physiological, right? And then to up from that, it goes to safety. I want to be safe. I want to be protected, right? And then when I go up from that, it's love and belonging, social connection. I want friends. I want to be able to connect with people. That's the next level of need. As a human being, we need. The next level up is esteem needs. So confidence and being able to step out and do those things that you want to do. Your self-esteem, all that stuff flops into that. And then the very highest level that we all I want to attain to is self-actualization, which is where confidence and growth and all these wonderful, wonderful, positive things happen. And we want to live in that space, but it has to be an intentional choice to do it. It doesn't just happen. I have to choose to be there. I have to choose to improve. And you know what? If you want to improve, great. If you don't want to improve, then this probably isn't the podcast or TV show or radio show for you. I'd love you to listen, but you know what? And if you're in any kind of space where you're like, you know what? I want to grow. I want to grow. I need to grow. I've been stagnant. I don't know where to start. Listen to stuff like this, not just mine. Get on Inspired Choices Network. Listen to any of the hosts on any of the topics. There's some amazing, amazing humans on this network. Listen to them. Put yourself in a space where you're listening to stuff. Stop listening to the news. CNN, constantly negative news. And I don't care which one you choose. They're all negative. Do not start your day listening to the news. You'll find out what's going on. There's lots of ways to find out what's happening in the world. I haven't listened to the news, watched the news, read a newspaper in years, decades. Why? Because I don't want that negative to start my day. I don't want that negative in my life. I'm choosing not to do that. I would challenge you. Don't do it. Don't put that negative in your life. Especially, and they say, if you do listen to the news, you're ill-informed. And if you don't listen to the news, you're uninformed. You know what? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, life is going to happen. Do you want to know? Yes. The best way to predict your future, yours, is to create it and then execute your plan. That's the best way to be able to predict what the future is going to be. All right, quick shout outs. I got to pay some bills again. Kat Schwarz is the owner and founder of Compassionate Healing Services. Again, she's got a show coming, so watch for that. If you email her at info@compassionatehealingservices.com and mention the long bearded guy, you'll receive a 20% discount off one service. That's $100 savings off Kat's most unique offering, which is a spiritual private investigation service. She will use her skills as an evidential medium to reconnect you with a loved one who's crossed over and provide proof of their continued presence in your life. There's no energy created or destroyed. That means all that energy is still here somewhere. Email her at info@compassionatehealingservices.com. Incredible human being, wonderful, wonderful lady. The other one is Jose Escobar. My brother is the founder and CEO of Entrepreneurs Bookshelf, but check out the Connected Leaders Academy membership to take your business to the next level. This is the perfect tribe to learn, grow, and connect like never before. The Connected Leaders Academy tribe brings together some of the highest level entrepreneurs from all over the world. Set up a virtual coffee with Jose Escobar today, and you can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. He's in Vegas at the 10X conference with Grant Cardone this week, but he'll respond to you. Don't you worry. All right. So we got to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Don't forget to pause and breathe. During the break, pause and breathe. Pause and breathe. It'll allow you to focus. It'll let, like sorbet between courses, right? It'll allow you, it'll ground you, and it'll let you sit with what's been taught, we were talking about. We're going to talk when we come back about what lions and hyenas and eagles and pigeons have to do with all of this. We'll see you on the other side. You're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. Thanks. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Hi. How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Everybody, welcome back. Thank you for sticking with me. I really, really appreciate it. I hope this is helpful today. I hope you're hearing my heart. I hope and I pray that this is connecting to you. It's something that once I realized some of these things, once I let go of people's opinions, once I was intentional and absolutely made a covenant with myself, you know what? I am going to intentionally grow. I'm not going to just be organic. I'm not just going to let it happen. I'm going to put myself in a place that's not comfortable. Something I'd written down for myself here is that you need to get out of your comfort zone. Your comfort zone, you will not grow in your comfort zone. You will not learn in your comfort zone. Life will not expand in your comfort zone. Get out of your comfort zone. It's the deadliest place to be, right? It's the deadliest place to be. Why? Because you just atrophy, right? They talk about a frog. You put him in a pot of water on a little bit of a stand, so he's not fully on the bottom. And then, but you put that pot on the stove and you turn it on low. And the frog goes, oh, it's a little bit warm, but no big deal, you know, because it's gradual, right? It's gradual. If somebody pushes you off with a big shove off course, you'll notice that. But little nudges, little nudges, little nudges, little nudges, you don't notice so much because you go, oh, it's no big deal. Oh, it's no big deal. And the frog goes, it's no big deal. And the temperature gets hotter. Oh, it's warm, but it's getting hot. No big deal. It's getting there. It's getting there. No big deal. I can handle it. I can deal with it. It's not that bad. I can deal with it. I'm just going to stay here because I don't want to move. And eventually it gets so hot and they've sat in the warm for so long that it's cooked. Now they can't, when they go, wow, this is really hot, I got to get out. They can't get out. Why? Because they're already set in. And we do it to ourselves all the time. If I'm in my comfort zone, it's the deadliest place to be. Why? Because I get lulled into a sense of security. I get lulled into a sense of, you know, this is the only way it's going to be. Life can't change. It is what it is. I can't change. That's bullshit. That is not true. It's not whatever it is. It is what it is. It's not. Most of our life is not like that. We have the ability to change it. We choose not to. I'm challenging you. Choose. Make better choices. Choose to step into the discomfort of change. Because the only thing that never changes is that everything changes. Right? Everything always changes. That's the only constant. There's nothing else that's constant. Lions, hyenas, eagles, and pigeons. Lions do not negotiate with hyenas. Lions do not negotiate. When they're hungry, they go and get food. They don't negotiate with their food. They don't negotiate with what's going on. They just impose their, this is what is going to happen. Why? And I'm not saying we don't have others focus. I'm saying we don't negotiate with the people around you that have the smaller views of what their life is going to be. Why are you even hanging out with those people? They're holding you back. Separate yourself from those people. People party. Kings celebrate. And I'm challenging you, celebrate. Don't just party for no apparent reason. What would you be celebrating? Make something happen and then celebrate it. No matter how big or small it is, celebrate it. You're a lion. Eagles do not flock with pigeons. Matter of fact, eagles are the only bird that can fly that high. That gets them above everybody else. And it's not that they're better than everybody else. They're all birds. and they all have great things about them. But if you want to soar with the eagles, you have to let the other birds go. If you find yourself surrounded by pigeons and you believe you're an eagle, you're in the wrong place. It's hard to soar like an eagle when you're surrounded by turkeys. It's right, because they don't fly. But it stops us from being. It stops us from being. Intentionally step into your empowerment. How do you do that? Personal development, making a covenant, unbreakable covenant with yourself that you will absolutely move forward. You will absolutely intentionally grow. Happy and dissatisfied. Happy and grateful, but dissatisfied. Why? Because as soon as I'm satisfied, I stop pushing. Are y'all in? Whatever it takes. Obviously, morally, obviously, ethically. But once we get to a point where it's a must, I have to do it. It'll happen. I've said before, when someone says, hey, I don't have time to do that, what I just heard was, I don't want to. Because things we want to do, we make time for. True? Agree? Things we really, whether it's good or bad, doesn't matter. Something we really badly want, smokers will go, hey, I gotta have a smoke. It happens. Why? Because I must do this. Can we do that with good things? Yes. We make it a must. It's not a I want to anymore. It's I have to do that. I have to do that. Hungry people are more urgent. What you do morning, noon, night, weekends, always matters. People work through the week, 5 days, they work through the week, and then they do what on the weekend? I used to have buddies when I was growing up in my early 20s that they look forward to the weekend. And I'm like, why? Well, I get wasted. What did you do? I don't remember. What are you looking forward to? What we do with our time matters. Somebody says, this is a priority. I'm like, great. You know what? Show me your checkbook and your day timer. Show me your schedule and show me your checkbook. Because where you spend your time and your money, that's the priority. No matter what your mouth says, no matter what your other intentions are, where you spend your time and your money, that is your priority. Don't kid yourself. Don't look at it and go, well, my family's a priority, but I don't spend any time at home. I spend 18, 20 hours a day at work. And I used to do that. So I know. Don't say family is a priority when you're spending all of your time at work. What we do matters. Morning, evening, talk to Jose. Morning and evening routine. How you set up your day on the bookends. So at night, you're setting up for the next day. So you know exactly you hit the road running. As soon as the day breaks, hey, you know what? I'm good. You start your day with a process. Why? Because it sets your personal self-care time. You need to do that. Why? Because it sets up the rest of your day. Otherwise, you're always running behind. You're always running behind. Most people have accepted mediocrity as a way of life. Don't do that. If you've done that, I'm telling you, stop. Mediocrity is not the way to live. We weren't designed to be mediocre. We were designed to be abundant. We were designed to be amazing creation. We were created. The creator gave us the ability to create. Everything we see around us, everything is creation. Create. Don't be mediocre. Don't be like everybody else. You have a unique fingerprint. Why? So that you can leave your unique print on the world. Most of us just go along with the masses. And you got to be careful, because sometimes the M is silent. The process to become more makes us into something better. Embrace the process. Be relentless about the process. Why? Because the process will make you better. The process will get you. That's the personal development part. Don't quit. Do not. When you think about it, don't do it. The only way to truly fail is to quit trying. As long as you're trying, you haven't failed. Edison, 10,000 different ways. He said, well, I didn't fail 10,000 times. I found 10,000 ways not to make a light bulb. But he just kept trying and trying and trying. Did he fail? No, he just kept finding other ways not to do a light bulb. We need to take a quick break. But I want you to remember, easy does not pay very well. When life is easy and there's no growth, it doesn't pay very well. It's not fulfilling as a lifestyle. If you put in a discipline, which is sometimes that's hard, but if you put that discipline in, life becomes easy. But if you take the easy way, life becomes really hard. I need to take another quick break. I just want to say real quick, I'm in the process. I do have my own. I mean, obviously, the Long Bearded Guy is a show that I do. But I'm a mentor. I'm a mindset, high performance mindset coach, energy coach. So if you need coaching, you need mentorship. If you resonate with this information, you go, you know what? I need to talk to him some more. I need some more information. I need one-on-one time. Or you want group? I do group sessions, programs as well. I do paid speaking gigs. You want me to come and talk to your tribe? To your church, your kids, your school, your business, whatever, but reach out to me. And at the same time, I want to just put out there real quick. I'm trying to find if somebody knows of a beard company that does beard product, because obviously when it gets like this, I have to put special wash. I can't just use stuff you use on your hair. It's special beard wash, conditioners and whatnot that you put in. But I'm trying to find a beard company that I can get to be a sponsor so that I can use their product, rave about their product. Anyway, it's been hard to find. So if you happen to know somebody that either is connected to a beard company, you know a beard company, you have a good product that you really like and you happen to have a beard, please, please, please reach out. All right. We take a quick break. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville on Inspired Choices Network. I'll be right back. See you in a minute. Don't forget to pause and breathe.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville. The Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for sticking with as we wrap up here. I want to point out real quick, if I have the steps to how to fly a plane on a laminated card, how confident would you be, unless you're a pilot? If you're not a pilot, then you can answer the question. If you're a pilot, obviously you'll know. But if I give you a laminated card and say, hey, you know what? Go and fly the plane. How confident would you be? So I can pick up a book and go, hey, I can read that. I'm going to have questions. I'm going to need clarification on some of that. My depth of my experience is very limited. It's very shallow in that topic. So if I want deeper understanding of that topic, I need to go to somebody that has a depth of experience in that space. Somebody like me in this space. You want mindset and energy work? You want mentorship in that space? You want to understand your emotional quotient? I'm your guy. We're going to talk next week. I hope all that is helpful. I hope, you know, that's a lot of information in a very short period of time, but I'm hoping that and praying that resonates with people. I hope it rattles your chain and goes, hey, you know what? Choose change. Don't choose to be mediocre. choose the change. There's always a way out. We may not see it immediately. There's always, always, always a way out. It may not be a happy choice. It may not be something that we would like to do, but it will always, always, always be there. So pay attention and watch for it. Because at the end of the day, I would prefer to try and not succeed than not try at all. Who's with me? Try. The awards go to the people that are actually in the arena, that are covered in sweat and blood and tears, that are actually fighting and in the game. Those are the people that succeed. Those are the people that win. Those are the people that are putting it out there that we all want to emulate. Hey, you know what they're doing? Amazing things. Great. That doesn't happen by sitting on a sideline and just watching and being mediocre. I'm challenging you. Make a covenant with yourself, an unbreakable, unshakable commitment to you, not to anybody else, to you, for intentional lifetime. Not, hey, I'm going to do this for a little bit and then I'm going to jump off the train. No. Lifetime. Why? Because as soon as I stop learning, I'll stop earning, first of all. But I want to keep going. Why? Because I want forward movement always. I want personal growth always. I want personal development. I want to get better. I want to be, it's a thing only with me. Do you know what I mean? I'm not comparing myself to anybody else. Am I better today than I was yesterday? Every day. Every day. Am I better today than I was yesterday? Am I a better human today? Am I moved forward ahead today from where I was yesterday? And if I haven't, I need to pay attention. We need to pay attention. I'm challenging you. Pay attention. Have a covenant with yourself for intentional lifetime learning. I hope that helps. If you don't have, get it. Why do you not have it? Scary? Sure. Absolutely. Is it expensive? Sure. Life is. No big deal. I can tell you this. Education is expensive. Ignorance is absolutely devastating. Unbelievably devastating. Go get it. Be prepared. Next week, we're going to talk about mistakes are stepping stones to wisdom. You see some ties here? There's some ties. Mistakes are stepping stones to wisdom. Being able to step into and continue to press forward. I'm challenging you. Press forward. Choose change. Choose to be better than you were yesterday. I had said to myself, and I wrote it on the top of my page here, something I say to myself in the daytime, first thing in the morning, I will greet each day with love in my heart. And I will overcome evil. I'm going to lead with love. Lead with my heart. Not judgment. We all have the ability to choose to do that. Stimulus, pause, respond. I hope that's helpful for you. Next week, same time, same place, Friday the 24th, noon Eastern Standard Time. Anywhere you watch anything, bring your journal. I hope you're writing this stuff down. I hope you're writing this stuff down because you won't remember. Even with good notes, people can't retain more than 10% of what they hear the first time. Write it down. Show up for these things. Show up when you read a book. Bring a journal so you have somewhere to write things that jump out at you. I will greet each day with love in my heart. Not judgment. Show up next week with a journal and a friend. Bring people that you know need to hear this. And intentionally make it another great week. Know that you're loved. I love you. If you haven't heard it today, I love you. Big hugs. Live abundantly and with intention. And I'll see you next week. Thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate you. Love you. Big hugs. See you next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning into the Long Bearded Guy Show. You are appreciated and loved. Gordon D. Melville returns Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, make it another great week, leading with love, powerfully designing, crafting, and living out your positively impactful legacy life you were created for. Big hugs!